Well, it's estimated that every year an astounding 2.4 million bed days in Australian hospitals could be avoided. That's more than 600,000 admissions to both our public and private hospitals. The cost to the system is enormous, not to mention the impact on those admitted and their families. So one answer could be your local GP. A British study has found that hospital admissions are reduced when people who have the kind of conditions that can result in an avoidable hospital admission regularly see the same GP. Norman Swan from the Health Report joins us. Hello, Norman.
Hi, Fran.
Well, that seems obvious. See your GP regularly and you'll avoid going to hospital. Why isn't that happening?
Well, it is happening in some places. The barriers to this, I mean, what we're talking about here, just so we're talking about the sort of what is an avoidable hospital admission, there are about 22 conditions which are thought to be best treated in general practice. And five of them account for about two-thirds of potentially avoidable hospital admissions. That's people with heart failure, complications of diabetes, chronic obstructive lung disease, cellulitis, and urinary tract and kidney infections. So those account for a lot of the problem. And this study showed that basically compared people who were likely to have these conditions. They looked at their hospital admission rates and whether they saw the same GP in a large data set in the UK. And the more they saw the same GP, the more likely they were to avoid hospital admissions, controlling for as many other factors as possible. The problem is that in the UK, as well as here, that is becoming decreasingly likely that you get to see the same GP for a variety of reasons. One is that general practices are becoming larger. And the larger a general practice, certainly in this study, the less likely it was that you saw your own GP. I mean, GPs need lives. They don't want to be at work all day, every day. And one of the advantages in being in large practice is that you get to balance work-family balance. And therefore, you go to the same practice, but you don't necessarily see the same GP.
It's hard to get to see the same GP often. You just can't.
It's very hard because of the system. It shouldn't be that hard, but it's the way practices are organised. So they could organise it, and many large general practices do try to do that, but it is very hard to they don't organise it in that way. It's you come in and you see the GP who is on that day. And they don't necessarily make it that easy. And the other thing, and so government practice, government policy in this area, there is evidence that if you go to... So government's kind of given up on the same GP story and they've focused on the practice rather than the general practitioner. So what happens in the United Kingdom is you're registered with your local GP and that's where you go for your practice, for your healthcare. That doesn't happen in Australia. So the evidence in Australia is you have something what you think is minor, you'll go to the bulk billing practice down the road, but you'll have your general practice for something that's more complicated. And we fragment it ourselves and are not necessarily loyal to our own general practice. So what the government's trying to do is something called the healthcare home, where if you've got chronic conditions, you voluntarily register with a general practice and that becomes your practice where they get to know you. But it still doesn't get down to seeing the same GP, having a one-to-one relationship where it's mutual trust and you trust and there is continuity of care. And this continuity of care where you don't fall between the cracks, you're not reinventing the wheel every time you see a new doctor, is the challenge of modern healthcare.
Okay.
And it's going to be difficult to solve.
All right, Norman, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Norman Swan, he's a GP. He should know. You can hear more from Norman on the Health Report this afternoon at 5:30 right here on RN.